I read this article a while back that said that Microsoft employs more millionaire secretaries than any other company in the world. They took stock options over Christmas bonuses. It was a good move. I remember there was this photograph of one of the groundskeepers next to his Ferrari. Blew my mind. You see shit like that and it just plants seeds. Makes you think it's possible, even easy. And then you turn on the TV and there's just more of it. The $87 million lottery winner. That kid actor that just made $20 million on his last movie. That internet stock that shot through the roof. You could have made millions on it if you just got in early. And that's exactly what I wanted to do. Get in. I didn't want to be an innovator. I just wanted to make the quick and easy buck. I just wanted in. Notorious B.I.G. said it best. Either you're slinging crack rock or you got a wicked jump shot. Nobody wants to work for it anymore. There's no honor in taking that after-school job at Mickey D's. Honor's in the dollar, kid. So with the white boy way of slinging crack rock, I became a stockbroker. J.T. Marlin, owned by this guy Michael Brantley, a salesman among salesmen.
That kid is sick. He weighs like 48 pounds.
119, but you're close, slut.
Whatever. Whatever. Give me 3-1 on that skinny little nigga, all right?
I'll give you
Richie.
3-1, Jim.
Richie. Just do me a favor, will you?
Huh. Just for like 10 minutes. Just give it a rest.
Yo, Holmes, I need some chocolate. I need some motherfucking nose candy. You know what I'm saying?
Yo.
I need some kizzy up my nizzy.
Because I need to get high like a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So give me some of that nose candy, motherfucker. Bring that table over here and be arch.
All right, everybody, quiet down for a second. Thanks. I just wanted to let you know that those pikers over at the NASD are finally off our ass.
Hey, fuck you, bro. I'm on vacation,
Bear
okay?
Bear Stearns can make all the calls they want to the SEC. They still can't find any dirt on us.
J.T. Marlin, once again, has unlimited trading authorization.
I told you guys, you can't keep a good man down!
We're superstars now.
J.P. Morgan just faxed over their congratulations. It said, welcome to the club. This also means that those teams headed by Todd and Richie, who are good enough to give up their rep numbers, they can stop cold calling and start trading again. Welcome back. And just to show you how appreciative I am, it's a little something extra. I want you guys to go up to a sweet 418. I handpicked them myself.
New York. New York. No doubt. No doubt. New York. No doubt. No doubt. New York City. New York. New York. New York.
So we set our knuckles unstunned and made them all fall. Then I just laughed. We whooped that ass. Still is inside. I know who I am. I cash the grain by the pound. I make sounds to the horn. When I color the corn, caught the fit. I sit the two with honey spun.
Well, I'm taking my buns to the 301s. While I'm playing my music, my man from the 908. You don't like it like that, so I'm hype. Still the sunshine hype. I catalog the master plan. Make the Malibu idol. I forgive me. One, it's a hook. The third to the O to the five. Had to feel a vibe. When the 516 played the
con. The man makes you know it's never put the hop on the Lord. Or what you have, I'm gonna think about the carry a code. Is it 908?
Don't touch the cars. 14.
Him.
Come on, Mike. I told you, you gotta hit the table. 16.
Hit me.
And bust. Sorry about that.
Fuck. Can't win a fucking hand tonight.
Hey, Steve.
Yeah?
Come here for a second. You thirsty?
I don't care.
Here, go take my car. Go get Mike a Coke and a falafel. You hungry?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Why not?
And dealer busts.
Yeah! What the fuck are you so happy about?
Hey, Mike. Whoa. Take it easy. Take it easy. Roller coaster. Ups and downs. You know that. All right. Place your bets.
I was living in Kew Garden Hills, running my biz, giving the Queens College kids something to do between classes.
See you guys.
Fuck you.
Okay, I'll see you tomorrow.
I was doing well. It's strange to think how that knock changed everything. Everything. Hey, don't get me wrong here.
No.
I don't believe in fate. I believe in odds.
Say, he's not gonna let you in.
Why not?
Because he doesn't know who you are. I think you're a cop.
So what, man? I got a bag hole that'll choke a hippo. Let's just see.
Who are you?
What's up?
It's my boy Greg.
Oh, shit! Hey, what are you doing? Come in! What's going on, man?
Come here, crazy.
What are you doing? Come in! Oh, shit! Wait, is that your new ride?
Him.
Nice. Hi, Seth.
Hey, Greg.
Nice to meet you. Yeah, we thought we were done for the night.
Too late to get a couple hands in?
No. 24/7, you know that. Hey, Steve, could you get us a couple sandwiches?
All right. Give me 400.
Hey, you didn't, what about the betting? What are we?
What were you thinking?
I don't know. 500 max?
Well, we don't usually service that level of action here, but I'd hate to turn away a new customer. Thing is, we might not have enough cash here to sell you at the end of the night.
Oh, well, that's okay. You can just pay me tomorrow.
All right, how much you want?
$5.
Yeah, you had to do it, didn't you? You're gonna make me look like I'm at the kiddie table.
The shoe fits, kid. Come on.
Fucking rich man. What denomination?
How about 3 Puerto Ricans, 2 chinks, and a gang? I don't care. Mix it up. Whatever you want.
What about a Swahili? Jesus.
I don't know what that is either. You're starting to upset me. You get your own chips, huh? Your name on there? This is no joke.
Yeah, no. We used to use the bicycle poker chips, the kind that you can get at a deli, and then some kid started sneaking in additional funds.
Who's that, Moshe?
No. Some kid up the block.
Fucking Moshe.
So that's a nice car you have there.
Thanks. Ferrari.
Yeah, it's a 355. 6-speed transmission, right?
Yeah, it's a synchro mission. I love it.
Nice. Yo, shit is yellow, B. Rizzy's the color. Nugga!
Yellow's filthy, kid. Come on.
Big bird mode.
All right, place your bets. Hey.
You are late.
I know, I'm sorry.
Father is really upset. He won't even tell me what it is. I just wanted to know.
Jesus. Hey.
What's up, Seth?
How you doing? How's school?
It's all right.
Oh, that's a good question, Seth. You want to tell us what happened?
We didn't know if you were still coming.
Oh, yeah, the traffic was crazy.
So?
Do you want to wait till after dinner to talk about it? Or?
Yeah, let's eat first.
Answer the question, Seth.
I dropped out.
Want to tell us why?
Well, I gave it a year, Dad, and it's just not for me.
I see. So that means you've been lying to us for 6 months.
6 months, Seth.
School's fine, Dad. My grades are good, Dad. All right, let's just leave that for a second. So you dropped out. That means you haven't been getting your student loan checks, right? Is that right? How are you making rent every month, Seth?
I'm running a business, and I'm just earning a living.
Earning a living? Is this what you call earning a living? Is that earning a living, huh?
Marty, are those drugs?
Yes.
Yes, those are drugs?
No, Mom, this is an honest living. And you can ask any one of my customers.
What do you mean customers? What is that customers? They're children of people in this community. How do you think I got these? Anyway, it's illegal. You're running a backdoor card game, Seth. I mean, how do you think this reflects on me? I'm a judge, for Christ's sake. Are you listening to me?
I'll be honest with you. I think you're running a good business, you know. I think you're a smart kid and you're pulling in some real cash, you know. But I gotta tell you, man, this is risky fucking business, you know. I mean, you really honestly plan on dealing cards to college kids when you're fucking 35? You don't think you're gonna get pinched in the next couple years? I mean, maybe it's time to start thinking about down the line time, you know?
So you want me to come work for you? What, I guess it'll be like a retribution for me taking all your money here?
First of all, I am not done with you here, all right? And no, you're only going to work for me a short time. You pass the Series 7, you know, you learn the ropes, and you're on your own. Yeah, ask Adam, man, he'll tell you.
It's good.
It's good?
Yeah. I'm going to be blunt, you know? I mean, I'm talking about millions of dollars.
Push 14K, diamond in the back, sunroof top. Waiting for the kid to come, you will shout. Back to the back, just knock another stop.
I was making good money with the casino, but these guys were macking it hard. That's the level I wanted to be operating on. So I drove out to Long Island, way out. The office was a good hour away from Wall Street. Somebody forgot to tell the guys who worked there, though. They looked and acted like they took the 6 train to Fulton Street every morning. But it wasn't Wall Street. It was exit 53 on the Long Island Expressway, a good hour from the New York Stock Exchange.
No, you don't
exactly
want out
right
now. I'm telling you, this stock is going to be, right? I'm invested very heavily myself, and we just stay put.
I don't know if you ever had the opportunity to purchase IPO. We have this company that's going to market in about a week or so.
Look, we're going to have to move on this right now. This is going to happen next week. We don't want to marry this stock. We're in, we're out.
What do you mean you don't buy stock on the phone? How do you do it? Smoke signals? Telepathy? Mr. Begany, world leaders solve problems over the phone.
I'm not a Charles Schwab. I don't need your business. I value it. I'm successful to the point where I don't need to chase your business.
Hey, kid, get the fuck out of here!
Over here.
Oh, have they started interviewing yet, or this?
No.
Oh, do you know how long it's going to be?
You'll all be going in together.
Oh, but I thought this was like an interview.
It is. It's a group interview. You'll see.
Oh. All right.
No, man, you're a male.
Yeah, group interview my ass. It was like a Hitler youth rally in retrospect.
The guy who pitched us, Jim Young, was the head recruiter there.
Okay, guys, let's go.
Between him and Michael, honestly, they could sell bubblegum in the Lockjaw Ward at Bellevue.
Sorry, man. It's my seat. Shit, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Don't worry about it.
Fucking dumbass.
Get the fuck out of here.
What?
Don't talk to me. Don't look at me. Just pick your ass up out of that Italian leather chair and get the fuck out of this room right now. Come on, let's go, Schlepprock. Out. Listen. We expect everyone here to treat their coworkers with a certain level of respect. Okay, before we get started, I have one question. Has anyone here passed a Series 7 exam?
I have a Series 7 license.
Good for you. You can get out too.
What? Why?
We don't hire brokers here. We train new ones. That's it, Skippy. Pack your shit. Let's go. Okay. Here's the deal. I'm not here to waste your time, okay? And I certainly hope you're not here to waste mine. So I'm going to keep this short. Become an employee of this firm, you will make your first million within 3 years, okay? I'm going to repeat that. You will make $1 million within 3 years of your first day of employment at J.T. Marlin. There is no question as to whether or not you'll become a millionaire working here. The only question is how many times over.
You think I'm joking?
I am not joking.
I am a millionaire. It's a weird thing to hear, right? I tell you, it's a weird thing to say.
I am a fucking millionaire.
I guess how old I am. 27. You know what that makes me here? A fucking senior citizen. This firm is entirely comprised of people your age, not mine. Lucky for me, I happen to be very fucking good at my job or I'd be out of one. You guys are the new blood. You're going to go home with the Kesson. You are the future big swinging dicks of this firm. Now, y'all look money-hungry, and that's good. Anybody tells you money's the root of all evil doesn't fucking have any. They say money can't buy happiness. Look at the fucking smile on my face. Ear to ear, baby. You want details? Fine. I drive a Ferrari, 355 Cabriolet. What's up?
I have a ridiculous house in the South Fork. I have every toy you can possibly imagine.
And best of all, kids, I am liquid. So, now you know what's possible. Let me tell you what's required. You are required to work your fucking ass off at this firm. We want winners here, not pikers. A piker walks at the bell. Piker asks how much vacation time you get in the first year. Vacation time. People come and work at this firm for one reason, to become filthy rich. That's it. We're not here to make friends.
We're not saving the fucking manatees here, guys. You want vacation time? Go teach third grade public school. Okay. First 3 months at the firm are as a trainee. You make $150 a week. After you're done training, you take the Series 7. You pass that, you become a junior broker, and you're opening accounts for your team leader. You open 40 accounts, you start working for yourself. Sky's the limit. A word or two about being a trainee. Your friends, your parents, the other brokers, whoever, they're going to give you shit about it. It's true. $150 a week, not a lot of money.
But pay them no mind. You need to learn this business, and this is the time to do it. Once you pass the test, none of that's going to matter. Your friends are shit. They tell me you made 25 grand last month. They're not going to fucking believe you. Fuck them. Fuck them. Parents don't like the life you lead? Fuck you, Mom and Dad. See how it feels when you're making their fucking Lexus payments. Now go home and think about it. Think about whether or not this is really for you. If you decide it isn't, listen, it's nothing to be embarrassed about. It's not for everyone. Thanks. But if you really want this, you call me on Monday, and we'll talk. Just don't waste my fucking time. Okay, that's it.
Black not drive, far for the revenue instead of on the avenue. But I'm
babbling. I'd rather be accomplishing, making moves, traveling. Insight is right on time, let's do it. Bust up again with the disco fluid. I protrude out of your skin like thorns, irritating MCs. Cause they don't make songs like these, mister. It's the man most least to excel long time ago. Many thought I'd fall like a domino. No, now your face is Trump, cause I've summed up to something most high. Now the mountain to a bomb.
Hi.
Hi.
So, what's up?
How you doing?
I'm fine, Seth. Come on, what's on your mind?
Well, I just feel bad about the way things went at the house last week. You know, I just don't feel like we get anywhere when we talk at home.
Well, I don't know that there's anything to talk about.
Can I get you anything to drink?
No, I'm fine, thanks.
I mean, dropped out of school, Seth. You're running an illegal casino out of your apartment. You're putting my career at risk. What is there to talk about, Seth? Tell me.
Well, I don't know why we can't just discuss this. I mean, maybe you're just not seeing my side.
Your side? What side, Seth? You're doing wrong. Listen, kiddo, I'm not your best friend. That's your mother's racket. I'm your father. I tell you when you screw up. I mean, what'd you think I was going to do? Pat you on the back for this casino idea? Tell you what a great entrepreneur you are? So what do you want me to do, Seth? I mean, my God, if I would have called my father to meet me for a cup of coffee to talk about my screw-ups, he probably would have laughed. We didn't have nice little chats about why I was a bad boy. I got smacked. And I didn't do it again. Much simpler.
Look, you know, I'm just trying to restore what's left of our relationship. I mean...
Relationship? What the fuck are you talking about, relationship? What, are we dating? I'm not your girlfriend, Seth. I'm your father. Clean up your life. Make an honest living, and then you and I can talk like normal people. All right?
Hey, how you doing?
Abby.
Oh, yeah, no, I forgot.
No, it's okay. I never told you, and besides, the other day you looked a little frazzled, so I didn't think you'd remember anything.
It was my first day.
No shit.
Yeah.
See ya.
Let me take it to the queen side. I'm taking it to the queen side. No, that's not how it works. Look, if I was asking you to own 5 or 10,000 shares of some pink sheet bullshit company with negative earnings, I'd tell you to hang up the phone, call your local broker, and short the stock. I wouldn't expect your business. But Don, I am bringing you a 60-year-old $1 billion.
Come over. It's not your table.
Major FDA landmark approval. It's like the cancer pill. No, it's a cancer pill. And Don, it's not Propecia P. It's a cancer pill.
Oh, Donald, please. Take
it pretty.
Thank you.
So you want to tell me where the fuck you were last night?
Not particularly.
Okay.
I don't know how to better explain this to you, but it's over.
Okay. I disagree.
Поэтому мы должны его взять. Послушай меня, этот стак называется IPO. Да? IPO. Мы его должны с тобой взять. Конечно, он поднимется, я тебе гарантирую.
Эй, this is the B&B cards, these are our leads.
Morning.
Every one of these cards is an opportunity, all right? These are good leads. The people on these cards buy stock. Your job is to call them and get them interested in the firm. You're not actually selling stock yet, but you're selling the dream. So get them wet. Tell them that in a month from now, a senior broker is going to call them back with an idea.
But so who are these people?
Average clients, 45 years old, from the Midwest, $150,000 annual income, $1 million net, has a local broker but loves a hotshot New Yorker who sounds good on the phone, you know? So the card's not going to tell you any of that. It only has their name, address, and occupation, so you got to feel them out.
See.
Peter Davis, Vice President Parks Telecommunications.
That's probably a fucking whale. So, you know, feel him out, see what he's playing with. The truth is, it doesn't really even matter these days. With the Dow where it is now, everybody wants a piece of the market. I can close anyone, anytime, anywhere in the country. Just give me a phone number.
Greg, I have John Duncan.
Not now. I'll call him back. All right, now, once you qualify the guy, you send him a press packet. It'll all be really easy, and it'll get you comfortable being on the phone, which is key. This entire business revolves around the phone. Play the numbers. This is a contact sport, meaning the more people you contact, the better you'll do. I mean, a good broker makes over 700 calls a day.
What? What's the phone bill like here?
This month was approaching 400,000. Now, listen to me. Even though you're not actually selling stock yet, I want you to remember the coda we have here, okay? Do you see Glengarry Glen Ross?
Yeah.
Okay, do you remember ABC?
Yeah, always be closing.
That's right. Always be closing. Telling's not selling. That's the attitude you want to have, okay? Now, there's two rules you have to remember as a trainee. Number one, we don't pitch the bitch here.
What?
We don't sell stock to women. I don't care who it is, we don't do it. Nancy Sinatra calls, you tell her you're sorry. They're a constant pain in the ass, and you're never going to hear the end of it, all right? They're going to call you every fucking day wanting to know why the stock is dropping, and God forbid the stock should go up, you're going to hear from them every fucking 15 minutes. It's just not worth it. Don't pitch the bitch.
Okay, yeah, don't pitch
the
bitch.
Okay, number two, don't write wood, all right? A lot of trainees are so anxious to get off the phone that they just steamroll the guy into getting the press packet so they can hang up. Then I call back, and I'm like, hi, you spoke to a junior associate of mine last month, and the guy's like, yeah, not interested, bye. That's a shitty lead, okay? That's fucking wood. The info we send is bullshit, all right? The most important part of the call is telling them that you have that one great idea and that a senior broker is going to call them back in a month. This way they don't think that we just fire off a million records a day. We don't want our clients thinking you're pitching them something that you read in the journal this morning, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay, so no wood. I'm serious, no wood.
All right, take it easy.
Hey, don't even start that fucking shit with me, okay? I'm trying to tell you what's expected of you and what your job is. I'm trying to make your job easier here, okay? Don't give me any of that fucking lip.
Okay, so fine. What happens if the guy wants to buy stock right then?
Okay, now you're talking. You want to go into every call expecting just that. Somebody wants a recommendation, you put the guy on hold, you stand up and you yell RECO at the top of your lungs. First senior broker who gets on the horn gets the sale. Sound good?
Yeah.
Okay.
That suit's dog shit. Get a new suit.
No, I told you. No, I'm not a broker yet. I'm a trainee. I still have to pass my Series 7 test.
Please, you're a stockbroker.
You wear a suit to work every day, don't you?
Yeah.
So? What are we arguing about?
Thanks, Ma.
You're doing great, Seth. You're working your way up from the bottom. Never easy.
What did Dad say about it?
He's very happy. Shocked, but very happy.
He's waiting for you to call him.
Well, why doesn't he just call me?
One miracle at a time, okay, sweetie?
All right.
Mom? I'm in bed.
Baby. How's work?
I ain't not sitting at home with a bag of cash waiting for me to call you, okay? But I'm not some 18-year-old selling the cure for AIDS. I'm 46 years old. I have 22 years of market experience. I know this business. So pick up your skirt, grab your balls, and let's make some money.
Here you go, Greg. I hope this is better than the last batch of shit you gave me. Produce more wood than Ron Jeremy.
What?
I don't want you to yell RECO anymore. You know what you should yell? Timber! Yeah, Mr. Fucking Wood, man. I hear you fucking making your calls. It's bullshit, all right? I mean, if you want them off the phone so bad, why don't you just hang up? You should get them excited, you know? Excited? They should beg for a broker on the first call.
Yeah, Howard Young, please. Seth Davis over at JT Marlin. No, he's not expecting my call.
No.
Okay, I'll call you.
Bye.
Hang up.
Hang up the phone.
Thank you. That's nice for you to do that for me.
First of all, there's going to be a lot of these regardless of how good you are, but you happen to suck big, fat-ass rhinoceros dick.
Well, thank you. That's confidence-inspiring.
I got this friend who runs this other firm, right? He hands out this book to all his new trainees, right? It's called Rebuttal Book. It looks like a little file of facts. It's got these index tabs, but instead of having letters like A to B, G to H, it has all these different things like, you know, my wife won't let me, or, you know, I'm not in the market right now, or send me a prospectus. It has a rebuttal for any excuse. Anyway, that's all stuff you're going to have to learn later. The most important thing you got to know right now is that you can be whoever you want to be on the phone. You know what I'm saying? I mean, who cares? Do what you got to do. Change your last name. Say you're the fucking vice president, you know? Who cares? Just get the cocksucker on the line, you know?
Yeah, but how can I do shit like that? I mean, isn't there a compliance officer here?
Oh, no, man. Everybody does that shit. Are you kidding? I mean, even on Wall Street. What are you talking about, John over there? The guy works for us. The guy's a fucking chimp. Look at him. The only compliance work he's doing is making sure my lunch is still hot when it gets here. You know what I mean? I mean, he's only here because the SEC requires it.
It's the easiest job in the world. Oh, look, I think he's actually masturbating right now.
Let me stay the fuck away from here.
Yeah.
Holy shit, you slut, you made the call.
Oh, no, no, no. Don't you dare. Get your filthy one-race paws off my money. Don't even try it.
What, did you bet me a whole month's commission?
Yeah, and yours too, kid. Don't worry about it.
How do you get away with it?
Because I'm a Jew and I have the mind of a champion.
See this?
Mm. Hey, kid. Go get a tan, some real game.
Watch out for this.
Fucking A. Only bookie in New York that delivers FedEx.
When are you going to take the test, Seth?
Well, you know, after the training program's over. They really want you to get a good idea of how things work over there before you take the Series 7, but it's a great system. I'm really learning a lot.
Are you going to be rich, Seth?
Oh, God willing.
I hope so.
How come I've never heard of this firm?
I don't know. It's a smaller firm, I guess. You know, there's a million others just like it that you probably never heard of.
Well, the reason I ask is because I would have thought that you would have, you know, just joined a firm like Goldman Sachs or something of that stature.
Morty, what are you starting for?
What?
No, it's okay. The reason is that the larger houses don't really like to hire kids straight out of college, you know, unless you went to, you know, an Ivy League school or you want to do cash flow analysis for the next 15 years, you know. They usually like you to work outside their firm for a couple of years just to get a good sense of the marketplace. But most all brokers usually start out in little firms like J.T. Marlin.
That's great. See, you answered the question. That was easy. So all you have to do is close the casino, right?
Marty, we talked about this.
What are you giving me looks for?
Did we talk about this?
What? I just...
The celebration.
You know what? I gotta go. Somebody. I love you, Mom. See ya. See ya then.
Nice job, Marty.
Originally, I got him for the cash, but getting my dad's respect, that's what kept me there. Yeah, so he took some parting shots from time to time, whatever. I didn't care. Not really. Anyway, the point is I had to adapt to this new world. I didn't really know any of these guys. What I did know is that they had all the money in the world and not a clue what to do with it.
What's up, man?
Wait outside.
Hey, man. Thought you weren't going to make it, man. Sit down. Grab a slice. Have a beer.
What's up?
You think he fucked Tanner or you think Shane fucked her?
Both of them. He just moved in? What do you mean? He's been here 8 months.
Well, life all comes down to a few moments.
This is one of them. Shane was kind of a pimp.
No, shut up, man.
Listen, Gecko's coming up. What's going on? I'm looking at 200,000 shares moved, pal. I want to know if we're part of it.
Well, better be, or I'm going to come down and eat your lunch for you. Back in two, Alex.
I love that it's 40.
50, it's an insult. They're analysts. They don't know preferred stock from livestock. They can wait till it goes down and I comes up and firm counts out of that.
This is the kid.
Calls me 59 days in a row, wants to be a player. Ought to be a picture of you in the dictionary under persistent, kid.
Yep.
Now listen, Jerry, I'm looking for negative control, okay? No more than 30, 35%. Just enough to block anybody else's merger plans and find out from the insider if the books are cooked. Looks as good on paper. We're in the kill zone, pal. Lock and load. Lunch? Oh, you gotta be kidding. Lunch for wits. Okay, Fidel, I'll talk to you.
Hey. How do you do, Jacko?
So you say, nice to meet you. Hope you're intelligent. Where'd you get these?
I got a connection at the airport.
Nice job, Mr. Queen.
Hey, get the fuck off.
Busy,
no, look, no, I understand, Doctor. I'm really busy here myself. Look, we're going to come back to you in 1 month with one idea and one idea only. You know, if you like what we have to say, great. You know, we'll do business. If not...
I mean, worst case scenario, you're going to hear yourself a new business idea.
Whoever took that extra, it is useless.
We're going to part as friends. That's fair, right?
What?
Doc, are you working with $1 million in the market right now?
Who is this again?
And you know, tell me something. You're a doctor. Have you ever heard of a drug called Benadryl? It's being manufactured by MSC Pharmaceuticals.
No.
Well, listen, okay? Listen, it's in the third stage of FDA approval, all right? Word is it's going to be approved within the next 3 months. And it could be tomorrow for all I know. But, you know, I'm getting ahead of myself, and you're real busy over there. So why don't I just send you out the information you requested about the firm?
No, wait. Forget the info.
Let's talk about this now.
What was the name of that drug again?
Could you hold on for 1 second? I'm going to get a senior broker who's a little more familiar with that particular stock, all right? Hold on a second, okay? 1 second.
Rocco!
Card.
Okay, so his name's Dr. Jacobs, and I'd say from the sound of it, he's definitely...
Well, I don't want to hear it, kid.
Okay.
Hi, Dr. Jacobs.
This is Chris Marlin over at J.T. Marlin.
Marlin?
Right, he's my father.
He's my mother.
So my associate tells me you're interested in one of our stocks.
I will call her back. MSC sounds like it might be interesting.
Might be. Might be doesn't sell stock at the rate MSC is going for,
Dr. Jacobs. We're talking very high volume here. Well, I still have to run it by my people.
That's great, Doc, if you want to miss yet another opportunity here and watch your colleagues get rich doing clinical trials.
Then don't buy a share and hang up the phone. Well, hold on a second now. I didn't say that. I just want to talk about it some more.
Honestly, Doc, I don't have the time.
This stock is blowing up right now.
The whole firm's going nuts. Hold on. Let me open up the door to my office. See that, Doc? That's my trading floor. Now I have 1 million calls to make to 1 million other doctors who are already in the know.
I can't walk you through this right now.
I'm sorry.
Okay, let's do this.
Now, since you're a new account, I cannot go any higher than 2,000 shares. I'm sorry.
2,000?
Are you nuts? That is way beyond what I was thinking.
2,000?
Jesus! Listen, I'm curious. Why can't you
sell me any more than that?
Well, we like to establish a relationship with our clients on something small before we get to the more serious trades. Let me show you several percentage points on this small trade, and then we'll talk about doing future business.
That sounds good. Give me the 2,000 shares.
Done.
You sure you can't do any better on this one?
I'm sorry, Dr. Jacobs. I can. I'm sorry.
Oh, all right. We'll start with this trade then.
Great. I promise we'll swing for the fences on the next one.
Do you want that confirmation sent
to your office or your mansion?
Ah, very funny, Mr. Marlin.
Let me put my secretary on, and she'll take down your info. It was a pleasure doing business with you. Done and done.
Why'd you put a max on his buy?
What?
Why'd you put a max on his buy?
You didn't tell him how it works?
He's a trainee. He doesn't need to know initial cell limits.
Make sure he shows you the ropes, kid. He's too busy calling his bookie. Fucking Hebrews, always looking out for themselves and never the trainees.
Hey, why don't you go back to Little Italy?
Why don't you go make me a latke, Dreidel boy? Abrams, put me up on the board. The reason I capped him is in case he's a piker. See, we're going to go ahead and front the money for this cell. And if he doesn't send a check, I'm the one holding the bag. Follow me?
Right.
Last commission month, the kid on Jim's team wrote a $1 million ticket. Stock was down 3.5 points by settlement. Fucking kid took a $250,000 hit.
Shit.
You know how much that hurts? Besides, the first cell just whets the appetite. If he's a whale, which it looks like he is.
Right. Yeah.
Look at him on a day when there's a real rip.
What's a rip?
A rip. Commission. That's why we work here. Make huge rips.
No, I don't. I still don't know how it works.
A $2 rip, which is unheard of anywhere on Wall Street.
Right.
Means that we're walking away with $2 for every share we sell. Real money. It's opportunity. Jesus, Greg, you showing where the bathroom is yet?
Yeah, Seth, I showed you where Chris's desk is, right?
So, but wait,
Richie.
No, how does Michael afford that?
Couldn't tell you.
Okay.
If he's doing it, he's making money. The point is, service your client right, and he'll be back for more. Show him a 3% return, and I'll trust you to watch his kids for the weekend.
Abby.
Hey, Seth.
Hi.
Can you go get yourself a drink?
Yeah. Wait, do you want it?
Yes.
Oh.
What is this? I thought this was supposed to be a big broker hangout.
Merrill Lynch. Solomon Brothers. And that big dick Steve. What is this place? This
looks like the fucking Christmas party at Mutual of Omaha.
Yo, check this out. Joe. Oh my God, would you look at these monkeys?
So, who do you live with?
Hey. You mean there's a little black girl here taking care of her grandma because her mama's a crackhead?
Yeah, exactly. I thought it was Smack, though. Boy, you gotta get a hold of that edge. It's kind of sharp.
I know. It's just that, you know what? I get so much shit at JT that sometimes I have to just get in that mode just to fend them off of me, you know?
Yeah, I was gonna ask you, why are you there? Because it doesn't seem like the ideal working environment for a black woman.
No, it isn't. It's just that, I mean, how many secretaries do you know that make 80 grand a year?
One.
Exactly.
No. I gotta pull the bar.
Hey, check it
out. No way.
We will pull it on. You don't come all my life and then you show up and my brother's confirmation.
Are you standing up or sitting down?
By that time. How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Hey. You guys looking for a broker?
No. Who the fuck are you?
Easy.
I'm rich.
I thought maybe you guys were looking for somebody to invest with.
No, yeah, we're fine. We are brokers.
You are?
Yeah.
You guys with Jacoby and Mobius?
JT Mom. Never heard of
him. Hey, hold on a second. Who are you? What do you sell, car insurance?
I'm with this little firm downtown. Maybe you've heard of us, JP Morgan.
And I'm a black Negro.
No, I know JT. It's a fucking shop. Name the firm so it sounds like ours.
Oh. Who knows that firm? It's a fucking chop shop. They named the firm to sound like his.
Is he fucking Yogi Biz?
Shut the fuck up.
We're not bothering
him. Well, what the fuck is with those suits? I mean, you guys look like you're on Gotti's crew.
Look great.
You guys have any idea who you're talking to?
Who are we talking to?
You don't know
who
you're talking
to? He is Vito and John Jr.
I don't
want
to get
We're not bothering you. Patrick, call out the police. Patrick, come on.
It's my dad that's the mess. But that's not really an interesting conversation. What about you?
Single mother, no money, and now I take care of her.
What's wrong?
She's got chronic pneumonia. You know, she smoked for like 15 years and now she's really sick and it... She's just really happy that I have this job so that I can support the both of us. But it gets a little scary sometimes, you know?
Yeah. What about your father?
I don't want to talk about my father either.
Ready?
Tell me a story.
Well, what do you want to hear?
I don't know. Tell me a story about your dad.
Well, I have so many great ones.
Oh, no, come on, tell me.
All right, well, I'm 10 years old, and I just got this new bike. It's a silver mongoose, you know, like BMX, and I'm skidding out in this puddle like Starsky and Hutch, you know, like.
Right.
And my foot slips, and the pedal spins around hard enough to break my leg.
Oh my God!
But I don't fall off the bike. I keep going down this hill, and I get really scared, you know. So I jumped off the bike and I landed behind this parked car, and I was laying there for a good half hour, and finally I hear my father's voice up the street and he's calling my name, and I was so happy that he was coming to get me. And he comes around the car and he sees me lying there. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was blood everywhere. Anyway, I look up at him, and for the first time in my life, I see how much my father loved me. Because he was completely frozen. And it, you know, it hurt him to see me in that much pain. So he leans down over me, and he slaps me across the face.
What? Why?
I don't know. Maybe he was mad at me for making him feel that helpless, or like it was the only thing that he could think of. I don't really care anymore. What I think of now is the look on his face when he first saw me lying there. And that's what I remember. That's what I miss. There's your story.
Sorry.
All right. I want to talk to you guys about appearance, okay? Because most of you dress like shit. I don't know what your financial situation is, and I don't want to know, but you got to get yourself at least one decent suit, because we have a kind of a minimum level of aesthetic professionalism here that we have to maintain. In 3 months, you can outfit your whole closet, but for now, just get you something to hold you over. There's an important phrase we use here. I think it's time you all learned it. Act as if. Do you understand what that means? Act as if you are the fucking president of this firm. Act as if you got a 9-inch cock, okay? Act as if. And to do that properly, you need to at least look the part. So go get dressed. Secondly, it's time to get your Series 7 books. Now don't get nervous. If you study, you'll pass. Then you begin trading as an SEC licensed broker. And then you're a fucking millionaire. And it's just that simple. I need $300 from each of you for the books, which will be returned if and when you pass the exam. And I need that tomorrow. That is all. What are you, last night's erection?
Yeah, well, you know.
What's going on?
Moving to the big house, kids. Isaac here just closed the guy for 30,000 shares of Faro Tech.
Well, the big board.
We're in there now?
Who's out?
Todd and company. Come on, let's go.
Look, if you couldn't pull $3,000 together, your name wouldn't be on my desk during business hours. John, you're embarrassing me. I'm pitching you from under my desk. I'm actually embarrassed right now.
Bob, be rude. Hang up the phone.
You
won't. You want to know why? Because you see value. I am your kid's college fund, for Christ's sake.
You're going to pass.
Aaron, the only people making money passing are NFL quarterbacks, and I don't see a number on your back.
Take me off your list.
Fine. I'm going to take you off my list of successful people today.
Carl?
Hi, Mr. Davis. This is Ron calling you from the Daily News. How are you doing this morning?
It's Davis, and I'm not interested.
Okay, I'm sorry to have bothered you. Have a nice day.
Wait a minute. Wait, that's your pitch? You consider that a sales call?
Well,
You know, I get a call from you guys every Saturday, and it's always the same half-assed attempt. If you guys want to close me, you should sell me.
All right.
All right, start again.
Okay. Hi. This is Ron from the Daily News. How are you doing this morning?
Shitty, what do you want?
It's not what I want, sir. It's what you want.
Ron, now we're talking. All right, what are you selling me?
I'm offering you a subscription to the Daily News at a substantially reduced price. We're trying to reach out to people that have never had home delivery before.
Right, so basically you're saying that everybody else who already has a subscription is getting fucked on this one?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, well, I can handle that. So tell me, why should I buy your paper? I mean, you know, I mean, why shouldn't I get the Times or the Voice, you know?
Well, the Village Voice is free, sir, so if you want it, you should certainly pick it up. But the Daily News offers you something no other paper can, a real taste of New York. We have the best features, more photographs than any other daily in New York, and we have the most reliable delivery in the city. Now, what do you think?
You know what I think, Ron? I think that was a sales call. Good job, buddy.
So you're going to buy a subscription?
No, I already get the Times.
Who do you gotta ask fuck to get a 10 around here? You know what I mean?
There's a leprechaun in stall 4, whatever.
Hey, Seth, I'm gonna go get some reserves. You wanna come with me?
Yeah.
You guys want a shot?
Roll the 7, baby. Come on, let's go.
Quit staring and just apologize.
Hey. He doesn't have to say shit, alright? Why don't you go back to your Heineken and shut the fuck up, okay?
Was I talking to you?
No, you weren't. I'm talking to him.
Talking to him, you're talking to me and my whole fucking crew. Okay? Fuck out of here.
What?
Get the fuck out of here, bro. Put you in a main age job, okay? Get the fuck out of here. Fucking
school and a shoving match was like a big deal, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Worst case scenario, somebody got their yarmulke knocked off. It's true, man. These guys are no joke. They get all tanked up, throw a quick fist. Some of them actually enjoy it. I mean, like, Richie, what the fuck is that, man? Probably thought I was being tough back there with that guy. Shitting my pants.
No, I saw that.
Oh, great. Thanks. It's fucking guineas, man. Half of them do coke, they all drink, zero capital, no fucking stability. They make all this fucking money, and they're always living three steps ahead. It's just, you know, there's guys who work at the firm that make, like, $1 million a year, and they can't even get a fucking car loan for a Honda because their credit's so bad. It's like everybody's just waiting for the 15th of the month. I mean, they may have a Porsche, but they don't have $10 to put in the gas tank, you know?
Yeah, no shit.
It's nigga rich. What is this guy doing? Yo!
All right, thanks, man.
Yeah, yo, don't forget what I told you about Abby.
think she's trouble, you know?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't know. I just kind of worked there a long time, you know, just looking out for my friends, so... I think she's a whore. I'm just telling you.
Well, it's a good thing you stopped dating her then, right?
I'll see you later.
All right, see ya.
People at J.T. Marlin, you pick this kid Davis. Why?
Because he's perfect. He's new, so his loyalties don't run too deep. He also seems to be the smartest of this last group of trainees. The rest of them are fucking idiots compared to this kid. He used to run a full-time casino out of his house in Queens. Now he just picks up the checks. He'll turn states, no question.
How are you going to get to him?
I'm working on that. We just started surveillance. We'll get to him.
Hey, Jeff! Hey, Jeff, get up here!
What's going on? 1 week I can understand, but this is approaching 5 weeks now, and the profits are down 40% since the last week I was here full time.
I'm not you, Seth. I'm not gonna fucking kill myself for half the fucking profit, alright? I mean, you get to come in here and just pick up your fucking money, and it sucks.
Hey, you know what? This is my business. You used to make $10 an hour, now you're making $1,000 a week and you're still not fucking happy? What the fuck is going on, Jeff?
Nothing. You can check the tapes, man.
For what? I didn't say anything. Are you skimming?
No.
Are you?
No, I'm not skimming, all right? I mean, I can't handle a 24-hour gig all by myself. This isn't fucking Denny's. You know, I mean, I'm trying to finish school here, man.
All right, so... Look, why don't you do this? Why don't you take on another partner, and you can split your share with him, which I'll up to 65%, and then you can go to school during the day and work at night.
I'm already doing that.
You are?
Yeah. I took Dave on last month.
And you still can't fucking handle it?
It's a lot of work.
Fuck! All right, that's it. It's over. I'm shutting it down. And get those kids out of my fucking house. By delaying, you simply restrict my ability to do my job.
Well, I'm not trying to.
Look, you know, I didn't get to where I am today by losing my client's money.
Put your confidence in myself and J.T. Marlin, and I'm telling you we'll never have to ask for it again.
Put your confidence in myself and J.T. Marlin, and I'm telling you, you will never have to ask for it again.
Okay, let's do this.
Great, I'm going to pass you on to my secretary. You call me when the stock doubles, all right?
Daryl, make it so, baby.
All right, so I got into it. Do you know how good it feels to close someone? To sell someone? It's amazing.
Seth just closed his guy for 10 bucks.
Amazing.
You know what I'm saying? You see what he's doing?
You're one of us now. You popped your cherry.
Hey, Seth. Come here a second.
Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Frank, I just closed this huge account for you. Come
here.
What the fuck are you doing? Get away from me. What are you doing?
What the fuck are you doing? What is this?
What?
Huh? Who the fuck told you you could close your own accounts? What? You just violated a major SEC regulation. Do you know that? You're a fucking trainee.
No, I figured I'd take the initiative and, you know, make you some money.
Greg, I was standing right next to him the whole time. I would have stepped right in if the kid would have gotten in trouble.
Yeah, I mean...
You know what? You got a cannoli you can stick in your mouth?
No, you got a menorah you can shove in your ass?
I don't even give a fuck about the money, okay? Do you know what would happen if every trainee started handling their own recos? Do you? The shop would be closed in a week.
Is this about something else?
Oh, what would that be? Huh? Don't you have to go answer the phones or something? You know what? Fuck. We'll deal with this later.
Hey.
Don't tell me that's why I'm not hitting it anymore.
Oh, honey, you were never hitting it. And he's not the reason, Greg. You are.
God, you scared me.
I'm sorry.
Wait, how long have you been standing there?
I just walked up. Sorry, I didn't mean to scare you.
No, it's all right.
Interesting reading?
This? No, this is just the prospectus from the last IPO the firm put out.
I know what it is. I was just asking if you thought it was interesting. You know, you might be the first person to ever read a JT prospectus.
Really?
Yeah. So what were you looking for?
I'm just looking for some chocolate love. You know, would you like me to practice my pitch? Because I know it turns you on.
Oh, God.
You know, I saw John Finer shredding a bunch of documents the other day. You don't think that's weird?
You say you like the hard sell and the money.
Yeah?
Yeah, and then you question it the minute you see something that's a little bit off. No, I'm serious. Either you need to admit to yourself that it's not charity work and enjoy it, or get out. Because you cannot keep going back and forth like this. I mean, come on, it's ridiculous. Can you buy a bigger bed when you get some money, please?
How big is your bed?
Bigger than this one.
You have a huge bed.
Hello?
Hi, Harry. Seth Davis over at JT Marlin. How are you doing this morning?
Fine, thanks.
You got a call from an associate broker of mine last month, and I just wanted to know if you enjoyed the information we sent you.
What information?
Yeah, well, if you get as much mail as I do, you probably brush to the side. But more importantly, you made a commitment to get back to you. Listen, I'm presenting you with an investment opportunity that I think you're going to find very interesting.
Yeah, I'm not really in the market for that right now.
Tell me, Harry, are you married or are you happy?
Actually, I've been married for 10 years.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Yeah, 6 years for me. So, listen, are you playing the market at all?
Well, I don't know about playing. I do own some blue chips. They were actually wedding gifts from our friends in New York.
Well, listen, Harry, we have an explosive situation going on right now. Pharmaceutical company Ferotech has a drug called Paratin in the third stage of FDA approval.
What's it do?
That's a good question.
That's a very good question, and this is the best part.
It helps premature babies develop properly.
That sounds like a good drug.
It is. It is. So tell me, those blue chips you own, what have they done for you since you got married?
Not that much, really.
Well, you see, we deal in stocks that really move.
Oh, yeah. They really move.
I'd love to show you what I mean, and I can do so on a relatively small investment.
Look, I really can't buy anything right now. My wife and I are getting ready to buy a house this month, and we're trying to save every last penny.
Look, Harry, I don't care how much stock you pick up. I just want you to test me out. I want you to judge me on the percentages I show you. Obviously, I show you 30 or 40%. No matter how big or small your position is, you know, you're going to get pretty excited about my next idea, right?
Yeah.
Of course you would. You'd be handing out my business cards, wouldn't you? Right? Do this. Pick up 100 shares. It's the absolute firm minimum, all right? If I show you 3 or 4 points on the trade, it's not going to make you rich. On the same token, if the stock doesn't go anywhere, you know, you're not out in front of your store with a cup in your hand.
No, that's true.
Look, Harry, the truth of the matter is, I could sell you a lot more than just 100 shares and feel completely comfortable about the trade. But I'm asking you to start small just to prove what I can do for you.
All right. All right, let's try it.
Great. So should I send the confirmation to your business or your home?
Yeah, I need to talk to my wife.
No, you don't
first,
need to do that, Harry.
And I'll call you right back.
And, you know, I'm going to lunch in five minutes.
I need to talk to her first.
Tell me, Harry, you're at work right now, aren't you?
Yeah.
So what do you do for a living?
I'm a purchasing manager at a gourmet foods company.
So does part of your job involve making decisions?
Of course.
And so when you're making one of these decisions, do you call your wife and ask her what you should do?
Of course not, but that's a little bit different.
But that's different. How's that different? It's your money. You earned it. Besides, you know, all you're doing is investing it. I'm not selling crack here, Harry. I mean, you know, she's only going to be happy when she sees that you made a wise investment for the family. Just think of the flip side. When your wife does the shopping, does she call you from Pathmark to find out if she can use a coupon for Captain Crunch?
Now, come on, that's not being fair.
No, I know.
Look, Harry, I'm just trying to make a point here. Look, we're not talking about a lot of money here. And just think what she's going to say when you bring home a big fat check. Because you had the foresight to see a good thing coming.
All right. Let's try it.
Good man, Harry.
Look, you made a great decision, all right? Hold on a second. Do it. Carl?
Yo!
Hey, what's up?
Hey, you passed the Series 7 and decide what we're celebrating tonight.
Well, I was thinking that we should go to the city tonight. Because, you know, we're always drinking at those shitty local bars. I think we should go to a decent bar with some decent poo-poo, you know? I mean, if I have to look at one more housewife smoking in Newport, I think I'm going to fucking puke.
All right, let me round up the guys. We'll come pick you up.
All right.
Got it.
Okay, bye.
This fucking guy probably got more rooms in there than he's ever even been in. Look at him. It's fucking huge.
Hey, Chris, why do you still live with your mother?
Mimi.
But, you know, I was wondering, do you ever wonder how we make the rips that we do? I mean, how is it that we make rips that pay out more than any other major firm?
You're kidding me, right? That's a wrong... that's the wrong question to be asking.
Why?
Well, the only thing you should be worried about is how you're going to get laid tonight.
Oh, no, I'm serious. I mean, don't you know that SEC regulations state that the maximum rip allowed is like 5% of the sale, and we're making like 4 times that.
Wait, you just passed your Series 7, now you're an inspector or something?
No, come on,
aren't you happy with the way things are going?
Yeah, of course. No, I'm just curious. I mean, you're not curious?
Not at all. I like being a millionaire. You will too.
What's up?
Yeah. You need help?
With what?
Get into the fucking child seat. Come on, Chuck.
Why did the feminist cross the road? Suck my fucking cock.
That's fun.
Yo,
order me another one.
Will you wait to eat this beer for me?
I did. What's up?
What's up? I hate it. Send this stuff back. Give me your beer.
You wait?
I don't know if that's true.
Seth, anything killing you yet?
All right, yeah.
Come on.
You know what I fucking hate?
is getting past the fucking secretaries. Because it doesn't matter if you're a broker. It's still a sales call, and they fucking know that. They know that.
Yeah. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to open a firearm.
Yo, hold on a second. You're opening things now? Kid just passed his fucking test. Now he knows the whole thing. What's wrong with you? You haven't even popped your cherry yet. Hey, whatever. All right, let's toast the slut. Here you go. Come on, bring it up for the kid. Highest Series 7 score this month.
Yeah, right here.
So, big swimming dick. Enjoy while it lasts.
Hey, do you guys think you could just try and keep it down some?
You guys are at a 10. We could use you at a 2.
God, yeah, you're kidding me.
I'm sorry about that. Sorry.
It's the Chelsea Army.
Why don't you just concentrate on your food instead of us, all right?
No.
Yo, what are you guys eating over there, huh? A little tube steak smothered in underwear, huh?
Hey, great outfits. Hey, you guys just coming from a city council meeting, or are you just trying to get lucky with the bridge and tunnel crowd?
Hey, you know what they should do with you guys? They should take all of you guys and throw you all in a fucking island somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Hey, guess what?
What?
You're on it.
He got a point. You got a big point. You want to do that?
Here you go.
Hey, Harry, this is J.T. Marlin.
Oh, I forgot to tell you, I bought a little bit of stock.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Well, what'd you buy?
It's this pharmaceutical company. It's poised for a big jump. They make a new drug that helps premature babies survive the first 3 months.
Oh, great. Yeah, that's great. So how much did you buy?
Nothing crazy, Susan. Just 100 shares.
What price?
$8. It's okay. Relax.
Okay. So, how'd you even know who to call?
Actually, he called me.
Who did?
Seth Davis, the broker. He's a really great guy. He's a family man, actually.
Well, how did he get your name?
I have no idea.
Well, doesn't that worry you?
It's okay. Relax, all right?
Okay.
It's a small investment, and I'm just testing this guy out. If he doesn't show us any gains on this trade, I won't do business with him again.
Okay.
I don't know why the hell I walked in there. Things were going well for me. I had passed the Series 7 and was closing my 40 accounts for Greg. I didn't want to go in. I really didn't. But part of me had to know what Michael was doing in there the week before. And why would they be walking into the building next door? The place was empty. I should have just let it go. My first thought was that we were moving to nicer offices. Nice thought. I came to realize it was a quick out for Michael if things got out of hand.
Miss Halperin. Special Agent Drew, FBI. This is Agent Etkin.
We'd like to talk to you about your relationship with Seth Davis. And about your mother's health.
Didn't take me long to close the 40 accounts. I was closing 5 a day, sometimes 6. Just killing it. Greg certainly didn't make it easy, though. But I was focused. I was about to start making the serious dough. I was about to be on my own.
Cheryl?
Yes! My first whale, my first account. My book, baby.
Seth, I hate to bust in on your little victory speech, but that's your 40th account.
That's right. I'm out of the junior broker program. I don't work for you no more.
No, that's true. You're out, but that account's mine.
Well, fuck that. No, I keep the 40th.
No, you don't.
What? Wait a minute. Is this about Abby? Are you that fucking bitter? Hey, you know, I've made a lot of money for you in the past 3 months, more than any other trainee.
Okay, you're not listening to me, all right? I couldn't do it if I wanted to. I mean, what? Rules are rules, man.
Oh, man.
Hey, don't be a dick. You know you can bend the rules. I gave each one of my guys a 40. Come on.
Do me a favor. Shut your fucking mouth, okay? I'm not talking to you.
You know what? You know what? Fuck you. Fuck you.
You're on my team. You understand that? I am not on yours. Don't you ever forget that, bitch.
How's everybody doing? I just wanted to congratulate you all on a huge month. For any of you not yet convinced, these are the top dogs of the month. Jim Young, $280,000. Chris Barrett, $205,000. And Greg Weinstein, $190,000. This month's going to be bigger. It's actually going to be the biggest month we ever had. I got a new issue I want to talk to you about. Okay? It's called Med Patent. They just designed the world's first retractable syringe. That means that nurses and doctors will never again have to worry about infection from dirty needles. This is not going to be an alternative in the medical world. This is going to be the standard. We all know that we're here to make money. But if we can do something good like this, well, it's all the better. So I want you to go out, buy yourselves a new car. Go buy yourself a house. Go into debt. You are going to make $1 million inside of 6 months. Now on to matters of recreation. We're going to be taking a class trip tonight. So call your moms. And tell them not to wait up.
Believer. I don't do a lot of talking. I speak with the heater. I run up in your crib, put some in your wig. Your baby crying, put some in the crib.
Now, and boys, I want let's everything. Celebrate. Not seven.
It's your father, isn't it?
No. Everything's great with my dad. He's taking me out to lunch next week on his request. Do you know how happy that shit makes me?
I do.
You know, I mean, it's all based on this job, this very legitimate, respectable job that he can tell his friends about during the Yom Kippur appeal. But, you know, I'll take it. I mean... Oh, fuck. I'm so fucking close. No, and I'm fucking it up. I mean,
how are you fucking it up?
I went to the office, the med patent office, this morning, and there isn't one. It's cardboard. There's nothing. There's no employees. There's no research and development. There's nothing. I found out how Michael's making his money. We're selling stock for companies that don't exist. Do you know what bridge financing is?
No.
Well, basically, it's a way to raise capital for a company that's trying to go public. They get money from outside investors. They're the bridge. And it's perfectly legal as long as there's no connection between the investors and the firm. But Michael's fronting his friends as the investors on every IPO we do.
So that's why all the names on the contracts are the same.
Right. And then he has us push it all in the open market. We're basically selling Michael's shares. And that's where the $2 rips come in. He can afford to pay us that much, and it's worth it for him because he depends on us to literally create the market for him. And there's no other firm selling this shit. It's all artificial demand. And then as soon as we sell off his position, there's no need to maintain the inflated price anymore. We stop pushing it, and then...
And then it crashes.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, but how does that really affect me? I mean, no, I mean, you know, I'm just selling stock. There's nothing wrong with that.
So I know now how Michael makes his own money, and I know that I'm not working at Goldman Sachs, but we already know that. So how does this really change anything?
I don't know, Seth. You tell me. J.T. Marlin, how may I direct your call?
I think I just talked to you.
Why are you calling me here?
Time's running out, Abby. I need to know what he's doing.
You know what? I'm getting a little bit tired of this, okay? I don't even know why I talked to you. You have nothing on me. I'm gonna hang up this phone now.
You're putting all the deals through. Your signature's on every cell ticket, so go ahead, hang up. We'll send the car over for you this afternoon.
God damn it, you fucking guys. I'm gonna keep this short, okay? You passed your sevens over a month ago. Seth's the only one that's opened the necessary 40 accounts for his team leader. When I was a junior broker, I did it in 26 days. Okay? You're not sending out press packets anymore. None of this Debbie the Time Life Operator bullshit. So get on the phones. It's time to get to work. Get off your ass. Move around. Motion creates emotion. I remember one time I had this guy call me up. Wanted to pitch me, right? Wanted to sell me stock. So I let him. I got every fucking rebuttal out of this guy. Kept him on the phone for an hour and a half. Towards the end, I started asking him buying questions. Like, what's the firm minimum? That's a buying question. Right there, that guy's got to take me down. It's not like I asked him, what's your 800 number? That's a fuck off question. I was giving him a run, and he blew it. Okay? To a question like, what is the firm minimum? The answer is zero. You don't like the idea, don't pick up a single share. And this putz is telling me, you know, 100 shares. Wrong answer. No. You have to be closing all the time. And be aggressive. Learn how to push. Talk to him. Ask him questions. Ask him rhetorical questions. Doesn't matter. Anything. Just get a yes out of him. If you're drowning and I throw you a life jacket, would you grab it? Yes. Good. Pick up 200 shares. I won't let you down. Ask him how they'd like to see 30, 40% returns. What are they going to say? No? Fuck you. I don't want to see those returns. Stop laughing. It's not funny. If you can't learn how to close, you better start thinking about another career. And I am deadly serious about that. Dead fucking serious. And have your rebuttals ready. Guy says, call me tomorrow? Bullshit. Somebody tells you that they got money problems about buying 200 shares is lying to you. You know what I say to that? I say, hey, look, man. Tell me you don't like my firm. Tell me you don't like my idea. Tell me you don't like my fucking necktie. But don't tell me you can't put together $2,500. And there is no such thing as a no-sale call. A sale is made on every call you make. Either you sell the client some stock, or he sells you on a reason he can't. Either way, a sale is made. The only question is, who's going to close, you or him? Now be relentless. That's it, I'm done.
Harry, when I tell you that this man was a first-rate loser, I mean, I was saying to myself, Michelle, what in the hell are you doing getting involved with a divorcee? Didn't work the first time, it's not going to work the second. Oh, honey, that's your phone. Should let you go.
Yes.
All right,
hi, Harry. How you doing?
Yeah. Well? Did you get my calls?
Yeah, Harry. I'm sorry. It's just been crazy around here.
What the hell's happening with Faro Tech?
It's down like 5 points from when I bought it.
I think we should... I want to sell it.
Harry, you want to sell now? The stock's down. You don't make money in the market buying high and selling low.
So what's going on?
I mean, you tell me why we shouldn't just, you know, get out now.
All right, here's the deal. I told you things would happen within 60 days. It's only been 20 so far, but the situation here is explosive, and I wanted to get you involved. So I haven't returned any phone calls. I've been busy gathering information all morning. The stock's down for tech reasons. It just came off the restricted list, but it's still the same company. As a matter of fact, Farrell's been doing nothing but signing more contracts, Harry. I'm telling you, it's looking like our next big one here.
Hey, guys, listen up.
Harry, I'm sorry. Can you hold on a second?
Hey, shut the fuck up! I just got word from Michael. Rip on Ferrotech is now $3.
Jesus Christ, what's going on over there?
Do you see what I'm saying? People know. The whole place is going nuts. It's already out before it just came off the restricted list. Look, I'm advising all my clients to get in on this and heavy. Don't you see? You get the same stock that we picked up at 8, only now it's at 4. Now, when it was at 8, I told you it was 1 to 20, right?
Yes, you did.
Well, it's still going there, probably even higher now. Look, this doesn't change anything except that you're going to be making more money than you did before. Harry, I liked it at 8, I love it at 4. It's an average down for you.
A what?
It's called dollar cost averaging. If you own 100 shares at $10 and you pick up another 100 at 5, that's an F200 shares at $7.50 a share. Your cost basis is lower. Now, if I get you above a 10, I take you out of 15. How many points did I make you, Harry?
7.5.
Exactly, but if I get you involved in 7.5 and I take you out of 15, that's 7.5 points, that's even better, isn't it?
Yeah, but I...
Wait, Harry, let me close the door to my office. One second, all right? I also have a bullet on it. A couple days ago, Dan Dorfman on CNBC put a heavy buy recommendation on Ferrotech. Listen to me, off the record, I just called a broker friend of mine who works at another firm and had him pick me up 50,000 shares under my sister-in-law's name. Harry, I'm going to put all my kids through college with this stock. Look, I have 1,000 more phone calls that I have to make. I have to call every one of my clients and give them the same opportunity. You remember when we first spoke? I told you that this firm only has 6 or 7 great ideas a year. Well, Harry, this is one of those ideas. I remember you saying something about wanting to buy a house, right?
Yeah.
Well, how'd you like to pay for it tomorrow in cash?
Are you serious?
Serious as cancer.
Okay, all I have is... is the $50,000 from our savings account.
Seth, you got a call on line 3?
Look, Harry, that's my secretary. I have to go. What's it gonna be, Harry?
This kid is really good. Yeah, he's gonna go down hard.
You think I want to live in this apartment the rest of my life?
Sometimes I'm...
Since I'm the one that got the raise, please try and remember that. I'm the one that goes out every day and supports this family.
You can't keep using that shit, Harry. You know, I've told you a million times that I would go out and get a job, but no, you forbid it. And then you go and use it
again.
Look,
Susie, we bought the house!
Yeah, with what? That was our savings, remember?
The stock's gonna go up. Seth,
no, get out of it. Sell it all tomorrow morning.
Hey. I spoke to Howard Goldberg over the Prudential. You lied again, you unbelievable piece of shit. You lied to all of us. You told me about J.T. Marlin. It's a chop shop, Seth. You've been selling their shit all this time. How many people have you fucked over? Tell me, how many? All that bullshit about them wanting you to know how the business works. The great training program, remember? All the profits you made for your customers. Did you do anything for them, Seth? Tell me, did you make them any money at all? Oh, God, I'm done with you, Seth. This is it. I've had it. I don't want to see you again. I don't want you to come to the house. I don't want you to call. This is worse than a casino, Seth. You've been stealing. Look at me. I'm destroying people's lives.
I'm telling you, he's about to make a move.
No! I can't afford to leave him out there any longer. This girlfriend of his may have already tipped him off. He could run at any time.
She hasn't, sir.
How could you possibly know that? And if you're right, and she's so loyal to you, then why hasn't she given us any information yet? I want Davis brought in by the end of the week. Period.
As you all know, there's going to be a lot of fucking heat coming down because of what Ferrotech did yesterday, all right? So be smart on the phone. Calm people down. The stock's dropped 86% from yesterday's close. I don't want people dumping their shares, you understand?
Isaac, I got him in class. That was super hot.
Fuck, I gotta deal with this guy now? You want to transfer your account out?
Go right ahead. You're going to turn to some broker who doesn't owe you shit.
Hey, look, I'm sorry we couldn't foresee this when we first came to you with the stock. I mean,
I lost you $60,000. There is no one who wants to make that money back to you more than I do.
Do that right away.
When's the last time you closed something, huh? You couldn't close a fucking window, you moron.
What the fuck is this? Huh? What is this? You think I'm going to sign a sell ticket for you? What did I just say? Huh? Get him back on the phone and explain the situation to him right now. Get on the phone. No one is going to unload today. You hear me? No one.
Much.
Seth, got a Harry Bernard on the phone?
Yeah, put him through.
Hi, Harry. I was going to call you.
I want my money back.
Look, Harry, I know you're pissed.
We had a setback, but don't worry about it. It's become a gold stock.
All right? You know, I plan to bring you 8 or 9 points over the course of this
year. You know, people are talking about it like it's the next Microsoft.
Listen, Seth, I'm in a heap of trouble here. I need that money back. It was supposed to be a down payment for a house for my family, and now we're going to lose the house.
Harry, listen, it's going to rebound.
Seth, I need the money back.
I'm sorry, Harry. I can't do that.
Please, Seth, I need the money back.
I have to go.
Hello? Hello?
He calls back. I'm not here.
J.T. Marlin.
Seth Davis.
May I ask who's calling?
Terry Renard.
Mr. Davis just stepped out for a meeting.
God. Damn it!
I wish my dad could have stepped into the casino just once. He would have had to be impressed. 4 employees, an organized payroll, huge client list. You know, it's funny looking back, the illegal business I was running was the most legitimate thing I had going. I looked my customers in the eye and provided a service they wanted. Now, I don't even look at my customers, and I push them something they never asked for.
What are you doing here, Seth? I thought I told you I didn't want to see you again.
I need to talk to you.
What is it?
I want out of the firm.
Great, leave. I don't care what you do anymore.
I'll tell you this, your coming here is unacceptable to me. What do you want to do? You want to cost me my judgeship?
No.
I can't have any connection to you.
I want to get out of the firm like you told me to. I just need your help.
What do you need my help for? You're getting out. Fine, whatever. I don't care if you stay there or not. Just get out of here.
I wanted to. There was this investment that I wanted to tell you about.
No, Seth, please, please. You gotta be kidding me.
No. I mean, you can make a lot of money.
Seth, you listen to me.
You know, we could go in on a couple big trades that J.T. Marlin wants you to invest in. And then when the next IPO comes up.
No, stop, stop. Are you asking me to go in on a stock scam with you? What, are you out of your fucking mind? Are you nuts? Listen, I think it's time for you to...
Do you remember this day?
Yes, of course. I bought you that bike.
Do you remember what happened about a month after that?
All right, Seth, what is it? What do you want from me?
Do you remember when I broke my leg?
Yes, Seth, I remember you broke your leg. What is it, Seth? What do you want? You were hysterical. I had to get you to stop.
My fucking leg was broken. I'm sorry I couldn't get the job that you wanted me to have. But, I mean, who gives a shit? Because I'm good at what I do, Dad. I'm good at what I do. And the casino was a fucking business, and I ran it pretty fucking well, Dad. And to think that I closed it for you.
Wait. When'd you close it?
And then I went after this job because I thought it was what you wanted me to be doing.
Seth, wait a second. When did you close it?
And I tried to make the changes that you wanted me to, and I'm leaving JT now. I'm just asking you for this one thing, Dad. Just this one thing, please. Just to help your son.
I can't, Seth. I can't. I'm sorry.
So what are you gonna do now?
I'm still gonna fucking do it. I have a friend that's just gonna go in with me, and if I do it right, I can take JT for at least $300,000. My father can go to hell.
Seth, my mom.
I'm sorry, I
don't think you should do it. I think you should just quit.
I told you, I've invested too much time in this. I have no more money coming anymore because Jeff tanked my fucking gold mine. I need this.
I could hook you up with my friend that works over at Smith Barney. I know you can get a job there.
Doing what? Ticket running? You think coming from J.T. Moran, they're going to let me trade? There's no fucking way. Why are you so against this? What do you care if I pull this off or not? This is going to be great for both of us.
I just have a bad feeling about all this.
I gotta go.
Seth, I need to talk to you.
I just gotta figure something out.
Seth, I need to tell you something. Please don't walk
Abby,
out.
Can you come in here for
a second? Yeah, Mom, one sec. Seth!
Mommy, what's going on?
Okay, get that. Let's go.
Mom, where are we going?
I know. You went too far this time.
Well, then, when you figured it out, you should have said something. No, he certainly hasn't helped any.
But he loves you, Seth. Do you know that? It's important that you know that.
Seth, line 3.
Seth Davis here.
Hi, Seth. How are you?
Dad?
Yep. Listen, can I change your mind about doing this IPO scheme?
No, I'm sorry. I've already gone in with somebody.
Well, then I'm going to help you out with this.
You're going to do it with me?
No, Seth, you know I can't do that, but at least I can make sure you don't get caught.
I know somebody over at Ellis Proud.
And they can talk to you about it.
So why don't you come over to the house tomorrow night? Thank you, Dad. I'm so glad you called.
Me too. Okay, kiddo. Tomorrow night.
Okay. So, do you want to talk to me, or...
I don't know what to tell you, Seth. I mean, just think about this whole thing.
If you pull this IPO deal off and I'm associated with you, what do you think is going to happen to me?
But they're not going to be able to prove anything.
Who says they have to? I'm going to lose my job unless I put some distance between us right now.
Who cares about that? I'm going to take care of you. Look, you are the one real thing in my life right now.
Get out of the car, please. Seth Davis, you are under arrest for the violation of 26 SEC and NASD regulations.
What the hell is going on out here? Seth, I'm going to get you out of this.
Just don't call my father.
Get back in the car, Abby.
$55 billion for the biggest wireless carrier in the U.S.
Why is he here right now? He didn't do anything.
Seth, what the hell is going on? You've been talking to them about me.
Of course not. What is he doing here right now?
Seth, are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. I didn't say anything.
All right, that's it. I am out of here in 3 seconds unless you can charge me with something.
Can I change your mind about doing the IPO scheme? Well, then I'm going to help you out with this. I know somebody over at Alice Proud, but at least I can make sure you don't get caught.
Oh, my God.
So what do you want from me?
I want you to testify.
What are you offering?
Full immunity.
And what happens with my father? I mean...
He won't do any time.
Seth, I haven't done anything illegal.
So then what's the deal then?
The deal is I lose my judgeship just going along for the ride.
I have nothing to do with that.
Excuse me, what is that supposed to mean? You're going to release the tape to the press? Makes your case much more glamorous with the involvement of a federal judge?
No deal.
Why?
No, you take my father out the back door right now and you bring him home. He has nothing to do with this case. I swear to God, if his name ends up in one newspaper, I do not testify. And I mean that. You know, for me, it'd be worth going to jail for.
You serious?
What do you think?
All right. Before we get ahead of ourselves, just what are you offering?
I'm going to hand you this case on a silver fucking platter. I know everything you don't. I know how it all works. I know how Michael makes his money. I know how he hides it. I know who he goes in with. I even know where he moves if you guys get too close. I know everything. So tell me what happens now.
You go back to work tomorrow like nothing happened. For one day. I need your client book and your whole C drive backed up on the floppy. And we're going to have to hold you overnight.
Just a minute, please. Please, I would like to have a couple of moments alone with my son.
I'm sorry.
David, let's give them a moment.
I'm so sorry. I'm so fucking sorry.
Just let me speak. When I came up to you behind that car, it was the hardest thing I ever had to bear. Because all I wanted to do was make your pain disappear. I don't even know how to describe the feeling. I just want you to know one thing. Not a single day of my life has gone by that I don't think about that moment. I don't dream about being back there just to have one more chance. I'm more sorry than you will ever know.
He's got that bathing suit thing going. French Riviera. It's on tonight.
The guy was an idiot. He acted like he was from Staten Island. No.
Hi. You've reached Renard.
No,
please
stupid.
Leave a message at the tone. Thanks. Have a nice day.
Hey, Harry. It's Seth Davis. Are you there?
Isaac, your mother on line 3.
Look, you know, about the way things went, I just, I found a way to get your money back, all right? And I just need you to call me back, all right?
George, give me a call.
So call me.
What?
Hi.
What's up?
I wanted to talk to you about a client.
Yeah.
His name is Harry Renard.
I don't know him.
Well, I think you should, because we're about to lose him, and he dropped $50,000 on Ferrotech this week alone.
And you want to do what?
Well, I want to keep him here. I think that we should give him a chunk of the MedPatent IPO.
We don't just hand out IPO to someone who had a bad day in the market.
Look, Michael, this guy is a fucking whale, and he's going to do an obscene amount of business with this firm.
You're somehow just sure of this.
Yeah, the guy completely trusts me. You know, he doesn't even need the money. He owns the biggest foods company in Wisconsin. He just wants to know that we're going to do right by him.
How many trades has he made?
Two. But he made his second trade a week after I opened him. Look, the guy's pretty fucking sour on Ferrotech, and he's going to walk. And I just think we need to make him a little money on this next IPO and let him take it for a ride.
What did Greg say?
He's busy closing somebody. I didn't want to bother him.
We'll go get him.
Hey, Greg. Michael wants to see you.
Look, I don't know what he's been telling you, but I've had it with this shit, okay? This is a business, all right? And the point is he should be on the fucking phone making calls, not in here bitching about personal petty shit between me and him.
Seth was talking about giving MedPatent IPO to Harry Renard.
What, are you fucking kidding me? First of all, I don't even know this guy, Renard. No, no way. He's totally unreliable. What are you doing?
Guy dropped 50 large on Ferrotech this week.
Well, that's great, Michael, but you know what? I've got a list of clients who deserve some IPO more than this fucking guy. Clients who've been with me more than 6 months, who've taken heavy losses and continue to trade with me.
Yeah, and he's one of them, asshole.
Okay, you see what I'm dealing with here?
What do you mean, he's one of them?
He's one of Greg's clients.
What?
I opened him when I was closing my 40 accounts for you. I'm just his contact here. He's your client. I'm not going to make a dime off this trade. No wonder the guy's pissed off. His own broker doesn't even know he's a fucking client here.
Fine. Give him 10,000 shares.
He just can't sell it before we say so.
Great. Okay.
No joke, Seth. He cannot sell it before we sell it. At least 6 months. You understand?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Greg, I'm sure you don't have a problem with this. Can you get the fuck out of my office?
What the fuck are you doing? Stand up. You cannot sit down for the rest of the fucking day, okay? You cannot sit down ever again, okay?
Seth, mine too.
Hello?
It's time, Seth. Get going.
Fuck Greg, let's fucking deal with this.
Wait, Chris, I got arrested last night.
What?
The FBI arrested me.
The FBI? Why the fuck would the FBI arrest you?
Because of my involvement in this firm.
Your involvement in the firm? What the fuck does that mean?
Oh, come on, Chris, you know what that means.
No, I don't know what that means. What does that mean? What the fuck did you tell him?
No.
No, they knew everything, man. No, they had photographs. They had tape recorded conversations. They brought my father in. You know, I mean, Chris, there was nothing I could do.
What did you do?
Chris, the FBI are gonna raid the place in 20 minutes.
What the fuck are you talking about? Fuck, Seth!
Oh, come on, man. Come on, I asked you for months about shit going down here, and you told me to shut the fuck up. You said, get ready to be a millionaire.
That's right, shut the fuck up. That's all you had to do. Didn't you learn anything?
I learned how to fuck people out of their money. Harry Renard just lost his life savings. And he wasn't a whale. He was just some poor schmuck, and I took him. I did everything that J.T. Marlin taught me to do. And I made up his mind for him.
What do you want me to tell you? That's what we do here.
What, we lie? We're liars.
Seth, listen. Who are they coming for?
They're coming for everybody, everything.
You know how hard I work to get where I am?
No, Chris, you need to forget about that. It doesn't mean shit. Right now, this moment, is what you should be thinking about. What are you going to do in the next 15 minutes? They're gonna come in here, and they're going to make sure that we never trade another share of stock for the rest of our lives. But we can do something.
What's that?
Harry, my client. I need a senior broker to sign a sell ticket so that he can take his shares and dump them on the open market and make his money back. Oh, come on, Chris, come on, what's the difference? Do one thing right here. Just sign it, please. Thank you, Chris. I'm so sorry.
Plagued by what ifs these days. What if Greg hadn't come over that night? What if I hadn't forgotten my bag? Or seen Michael walk into the building that day? What if I had skipped over Harry's card? What are the chances? What are the odds? That's what I think about. Hey, I ran a casino. The next step I gotta figure out. Because I'm no lottery winner. I tried slinging crack rock, and I never had a jump shot. I gotta find a job.